Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Romans 10:1-3. The heritage of the Apostle Paul was of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Philippians 3:5. Paul had encountered Christ on his way to Damascus and had obeyed the gospel through the preaching of Ananias, Acts 9:1-19. After his obedience to the gospel of Christ, straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God, Acts 9:20. As Paul writes to the Romans, his desire is that his kinsman, Israel, would obey the gospel and be saved. The desire of God and those who preach his truth is that those who hear would obey and be saved. Israel had a zeal for God, but their zeal lacked knowledge. The early life of Paul was zeal without knowledge. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, Philippians 3:6. Paul confessed his zeal without knowledge. I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 26:9. Our labor for God must be guided by the instruction of his will. We must be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, Colossians 1:9. God does not allow us the option of following any path that we might choose. We must not make the Word of God what we want to believe, but rather we must believe the Word of God. Israel had a system of faith that was not according to the instruction of God. We are not given the freedom to establish our own system of salvation and obedience to God, but rather we must be obedient to the system that God has set. A zeal for God without having an understanding of the knowledge of God is futile. Israel had a set of rules which they chose to follow, but those rules were not the instruction that God had in place through Jesus Christ. Their ignorance of God's righteousness would not save them. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:22-23. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.